Look, it's a bit of a move at the moment to try and get a massive advertising campaign, a marketing campaign, to get more people here in the Hunter, getting more of their tourism dollars spent right here. And why wouldn't they? One of the greatest destinations in the country and the whole world as well. Someone that's got an interest in this potential campaign is the chairman of the Hunter Valley Wine and Tourism Alliance, George Souris, and he joins us at the moment. Good morning, George. There's a bit of a push by the Alliance at the moment, hoping to get $600 in the tin. Can you explain how the campaign's going to work or what's gone behind it so far?
Yes, I will, Mark, and good morning to you and listeners. More than 600,000, we hope, and that's going to be the biggest marketing push that we've really ever undertaken. It's a combined effort now by both the tourism industry, that's the accommodation providers and the various attractions and so on, plus also the wine industry, which of course means the wine production, the viticulture and the cellar doors, and of course the restaurants and so on. We're focusing on Hunter Wine Country, of course, and that's our primary remit. But what we're putting together now is a program which will be funded by us to the tune of $300,000, and then we hope and expect that Destination New South Wales will match that, and that's how it becomes a $600,000 campaign. And when I say our money, I should just point out, of course, these are voluntary contributions. These are not, the membership fees of the association. We don't get that many membership fees. It's not as good as that.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
This is now a system of pledges that's been pioneered by four people, Brian McGuigan and John Drayton in the wine industry, and Phil Healy and Joe Spagnolo in the accommodation industry. But that, I hope, does not displease people by excluding a lot of other names that have made very significant contributions. And as well as that, the two councils, that Singleton Council and Cessnock City Council, have both taken a very strong proactive role in tourism. They see the future of that industry as absolutely paramount to the interests of the two local government areas. There's a contribution of $90,000 going into that. We've got ourselves very close to the $200,000 mark, and so we're still out there for pledges, that activity's going on. We need to get another $100,000 in to get us to the $300,000 mark that we therefore will look to have matched by Destination New South Wales.
George, obviously it's great to have the donations coming in and cash in the kitty sort of go forward, but what does go on behind the scenes to try and get such a campaign up? Because it's very ambitious, and obviously $600,000 will do a lot to showcase our wine country area. But how much work has gone on behind the scenes to try and get the ball rolling on this?
Oh, well, it takes a lot to put it all together, of course. So this is the sharp end now. So now we're out with the public, not so much the public, but the industry part, raising these pledges. And that requires a lot of legwork, a lot of phone work, meetings. There was quite a major public meeting that we held recently, and it's continuing on. The campaign itself has yet to be collaborated with Destination New South Wales. It's not as if we've already drafted the ads and the digital campaign and so on. This is now then a negotiation with Destination New South Wales, which is how come they then double the money and make it a very big campaign of $600,000. We've had some big campaigns, but not to this extent. And there's been a little bit of a lull in marketing activities. We've still conducted lots of activities, including our most recent, which was the wine show and judging and awards dinner, lunch, and so on. But we still have all of those going on. Campaigns in Sydney, at Balmoral Beach and Avalon Beach. We still have many things that we're participating in, but this is going to be a very, very big and, we hope, a spectacular campaign to reignite the sector and show that we do have a lot of new things here. We're continually innovating, lots of new products, in terms of accommodation, in terms of tourism attractions, in terms of wines, lots of new varieties. I tell you what, the vintage 2017 has been absolutely spectacular. The number of medals that the white wines have won already and the red wines will win shortly almost eclipses a previous couple of years in terms of the quality and the success of that particular vintage. So we've actually got a lot of good things to show off. We are, by the way, the number one international wine tourism destination in the Hunter Valley. Number one in Australia.
George, many people glad to hear that. I was going to ask you if you could, in a couple of moments, sort of sell the Hunter to the rest of the country, if not the world. But I think you've done that pretty well this morning. Thanks for your time, and good luck getting that dollar for dollar matched up with Destination New South Wales. Thank you for your time this morning.
Pleasure, and thank you for your help just now. Thanks a lot.
There he is, chairman of Hunter Valley Wine and Tourism Alliance, George Souris. I don't know, do we really want everybody else coming to our part of the world? We like it here. No, good luck, good luck. It will do a lot to bring more tourism dollars, which will inevitably bring more jobs to the Hunter. And boy, oh boy, with what's happening around the country at the moment, we could certainly use a few more of those. 2NURFM, it's 27 past 11.